Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Limited time offer while supplies last. Offer applies to Samsung Galaxy A20. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Found the statement. Now, listeners, help me with this. If you think I'm off base, you tell me. I know we've got lots of ladies that listen to this program. Okay, this is the sexist statement that he made. It says, there are those that come for the races, but a lot of activities nowadays are for family, and you have to have some type of activities that the mother or the wife will enjoy. Kids will enjoy, and right now that is not offered at Laguna Seca. Okay, that's it. Now, I know it's California, and I know they hate everything and everybody, but I just don't see it. Maybe I don't understand the definition of sexist. Maybe it means different to me than what it means in society today. Okay, if anybody wants to call and comment, I am here to listen to what you have to say, and if you don't, then we'll just move on and I'll let it go at that. All right, on to better things. Rick sent me pictures of some postcards that, like if you went to the Ford Rogue, the Rogue Ford plant in 2016 and took a tour or got to look around, you'd pick up one of those postcard things like you used to get at Yellowstone where you shook it out and there was like 18 or 20 postcards. I get you guys remember those. We bought them as souvenirs to give to our relatives and stuff while we're on the road. But anyway, it was one of those, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, that plant and what Henry Ford did for that time, for any time.
It was impossible.
It was. It could never happen today. It would never happen today. The money he spent, the far-thinking plans he had, the numbers he worked with. It was absolutely amazing. And some of these postcards showed the production line. Now, it would have driven OSHA would have never stopped. They'd still be writing citations. They would have shut it down, all these exposed belts and gears and pulleys stuff. But the fact remains, they actually had an excellent safety record. And old man Ford saw that everybody got a bonus if the factory, as a total, had a safety record that met his standards. And so they worked safe and they met it. And he gave them a bonus. They didn't have to put a bunch of guards and penalize people and have two or three inspectors watching just the belt. I'll never lose my admiration for Mr. Ford. He was definitely eccentric in his older years, and he had some philosophical ideas I don't agree with. And he was mean to his boy and probably unfaithful to his wife. He was a stinker, but as a businessman, an innovator, a manufacturer, he's the man in my mind, and he always will be. Okay, so if you get a chance to look at some old pictures of the Rogue River Ford facility anytime, you guys look at them, you will be impressed.
And the workers were responsible. They were responsible for themselves.
They were responsible for themselves.
And they expect somebody else to take care of them.
No, and they knew they would get a bonus if they did well and met goals, and they did, and he did. The final C Corvette rolled off the assembly line last week in Bowling Green, John. And they're simultaneously tooling up for the new one. Because of that strike, they slowed them down a little bit. And the mid-engine Corvettes that people have pre-ordered, they'll probably start picking them up in February is what they're saying. But the GM released a statement and said they are putting on 400 more workers. And they're going to put another shift on to meet the pre-orders. They have more cars they have more of those vets sold already than they can produce in a year's production. So that's that's a good deal.
Yep.
I know it's new and I know it's the hot item, but that's pretty sweet for me, I'm telling you. And by the way, that you can't get that last Corvette, John, if you're thinking about it. It sold at Barrett Jackson 4 months prior. I think three or four months ago, to its production. It was Z06, and they knew it was going to be black, and they knew what all it would have. Oh, and it had a stick shift. Yay! For $2.7 million.
Went to a benefit.
Yeah, to a charity. Somebody wanted that pretty bad. And it can be a charitable deduction,
yeah.
I'm thinking. Last week, I can't remember who it was. Somebody, maybe it was Steve, called in. Somebody called last week and asked me about Jimmy Johnson. Did I think that he was going to retire, or was he going to keep going and stuff? Well, guess what? That was a timely question, because Jimmy Johnson announced this week that he will be retiring in 2020. It will be his final season. He's a seven-time champion. He's tied with the names of Richard Petty. I think you'll know that guy. And Dale Earnhardt Sr., I think you'll know that guy. And he said he wants to go out in a winning fashion, and he hasn't won in a long time. But I think now that the pressure is kind of off of him and he's announced his retirement, I look for him to have a good year. He certainly has good equipment, and he has skills. He's not as young as he was, but he's got skill. He's got patience. I look for him to win next year. I look for him to win a race or two. Here's a rumor for you. Well, listen to this. You talk about the silly season. This is the silly, silly, silly season. If Dan in Australia is listening, he's going to grab his heart. Mercedes F1 team may be up for sale. that's what's floating around. And Roger Penske may be looking to buy it. And I guarantee you he could afford it. And Toto Wolff, that's the Mercedes Formula One boss, may be moving to Liberty Media as CEO. Liberty Media owns and controls Formula One. I think that one is the one of those three that's more likely to happen. I could see Toto moving on for more money, leaving Mercedes and running the whole F1 program. I don't see Mercedes selling their F1 team, but if they do, Roger Penske could, I'll tell you that. So you heard it here. We'll watch and see how that all shakes out. Mercedes F1 may be for sale. Roger Penske may be buying it. Toto Wolff may be moving to the CEO of Liberty Media. So we heard it here. Oh, boy. Oh, California and the extremist governor they got are blackmailing GM, Fiat, and Chrysler, and Toyota. Now, they're not doing it right out in the open. They're doing it covertly. For those of you in the outlying areas, that means they're trying to be sneaky about it. They say they're not going to buy any of those for any of their state car fleet. They're not going to buy any of those because they haven't agreed to special California air standards. If I was the president of the United States and they tried to blackmail me, I'd show them blackmail. I'd just cut off their federal money. See how California does on their own. That'd be fun. They'd be eating each other in the dark.
I bet they buy a lot of Volkswagens now.
Yeah.
Because they meet the standards.
They say they're going to. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
All right. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey, Jack. Good morning. This is Jerry Montgomery.
Yeah, Jerry.
Hey, listen, I was listening to your article or little thing on Henry Ford there, and wanted to tell you that that plant is pronounced Rouge, okay, like the river that's right there, Rouge River. I've been in that plant many times. It is huge, and it was something at one time.
It was. It was a giant facility. It wasn't just a manufacturing plant. It was.
Mustangs were made there first. The lines, when I was working there, were still Mustang lines. And I don't know where they're making Mustangs. I think it's Flat Rock, Michigan now. But they did make the Mustangs there at that plant initially.
Well, okay. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, so it's Rouge, like what you put on your face.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, well, we'll call it that. Rouge.
Yeah.
Rouge. Rouge River Plant. Okay. Here's something. Ford said it's along that line, is releasing its, it already did release it, that prototype of its new electric vehicle. It's called the Mustang Mach-E. Now, don't get excited. It is not a Mustang. It has nothing to do with a Mustang, except that it's got a little horsey emblem on it. It's an SUV. And, you can put down $500 deposit if you want to be on the list. And all the list is best to be able to place an order for the car they don't have a production date for. Sounds like Elon Musk has been talking to them. By the way, the artist rendering, and they had a prototype. I think they released it at the Los Angeles or the L.A. Auto Show. And it's just another SUV with a Mustang pony badge. It's not a Mustang. Only in name.
Yeah, but it runs like a Porsche.
It runs like a Porsche. All right, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
All right, let's go to line 6. Good morning, I'm Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. I just had a comment. The Rogue River goes through Oregon, so there is a Rogue River, but it's up in Oregon near Medford.
No Ford plant up there, huh?
No Ford plant there in Medford, no, but that's where the river is.
Okay. All right. So there's a Rogue and a Rouge.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I have fished for salmon on the Rogue River. Maybe that's what got me distracted, huh?
Okay, so, just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. I just love clarification.
Yeah. It depends on whether you're a friend or a cowboy.
I guess so. All right. Matt, let's get our last break in here, and then when we come back, we have a whole bunch more stuff to talk about.
Okay, we'll be back with more in just a moment. It is now 13 before 9 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
It's happening today only.
For 8 hours only.
From 9 a.m.
until it ends at 5 tonight.
The final day.
The last hours.
Of that gigantic wall-to-wall store-wide clearance.
At Butler Furniture in Mountain Home.
It will end at 5 tonight.
And no extensions of store-wide clearance price reductions can be offered.
But until 5 tonight.
They're open special hours today.
You can make the bargain buy of the year.
On famous Lazy Boy, Bassett.
Sealy Posturepedic, Flex Steel.
Best Chair, Ashley.
And many more.
Save on fabulous new furniture.
Mattress sets and everything. Every size.
Accessories.
Nothing is held back.
Some items are at their lowest price ever.
And till it ends at 5 tonight.
Buy with no down payment.
And no interest.
For 18 months.
Ask for details at the sale.
Or use Visa, MasterCard, Discover.
Even at store-wide clearance reductions.
On everything.
Plus, guaranteed delivery and setup are available.
Before Thanksgiving on all in-stock items.
To anywhere in the Ozarks.
At Butler Furniture.
Highway 5 North.
Past Hospital Drive and Mountain Home.
Why wait?
The savings may never be better.
But you do need to hurry.
It's happening today only.
Till 5 tonight.
Our Community Cares is proud to recognize Baxter County Veterans Services for the month of November. Under the direction of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, their mission is to provide help and assistance to make sure all veterans get the services they deserve. Baxter County Veterans Services, Our Community Cares for November is sponsored by Pizza Hut, Advanced Auto Body, Danny Porter Century 21 Limac Realty, and KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Limited time offer while supplies last. Offer applies to Samsung Galaxy A20. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Yeah, you look so good.
are back. And I just got a email or text message from old Karsten. He must be live streaming the show, and he made a comment about Texas rant. If he thinks I'm going to read that on the air, he is nuts. And Karsten's entitled to his opinion, but I am not going to read that. I'm not going there, buddy. Ford versus Ferrari, the movie. Yeah, we went, Miss Pam and I went and saw that last week, and it was great. I loved it. I never had an hour and a half or whatever that movie was go by so fast. I think it was over two. We didn't hardly eat our popcorn. It was so exciting. Well, it was exciting for me. I liked the content. I liked the sound. I liked the old vintage footage. It was great. And it was fairly accurate to a point. Of course, you know, it's a made-for-movie, so they had to take a little bit of liberty.
It wasn't a documentary, and it was a 7-year period.
It wasn't a documentary. But it was accurate, and it fairly portrayed him. They should have had a bigger man, B. Shelby, because he was a great, huge old man, big old guy. And, you know, it got me to thinking how very, very, what a really, really lucky guy I have been in my life, and that's just one instance of it. I actually got to work for the man. You know, a lot of people have a lot of stories. I've got pictures to prove it. You know, there's a picture of me and Carol Shelby and Phil Hill upstairs in my office, one of my prized possessions. And I just appreciate the time I had to be around him. That car that won that race, Jack the Car Guy has actually had his bony body sitting in it. Shelby number one, I got to sit in that. Way a long time ago before they all got sold off. But anyway, it's worth seeing, and I would suggest that anybody go see it. It's entertaining, if nothing else. Okay, moving on from that. National Hot Rod Association had their championship finals at Pomona last week, and I kind of led up to it a little bit on the show. The results of the championship, Robert Height won the funny car. He drives for John Force. He won the Funny Car Championship. Steve Torrance won Top Fuel, just barely. Brittany Force almost beat him. And then Erica Anders won Pro Stock, and she beat him bad. Go girl. She didn't just almost win. She won big time. She had a great lead coming in. Oh, Steve Torrance, there was a little bit of a brouhaha at the top end when he and a young brand-new driver matched up in the first round. Steve was the number one qualifier, and I think that kid was the 15th qualifier or something, 16th. Anyway, Steve was upset because of his deep staging, and he went over and tried to explain that to him, and then they got into a little bit of a shouting match, and I guess Steve didn't think the guy was showing him proper respect, and he gave him a big shove. And everybody was all up in arms about that, saying NASCAR should have banned him, should take points away from him, shouldn't let him be champion. But the fact is, things happened. He apologized. He was sincerely ashamed. It was the heat of the moment thing. And then they fined him $25,000 on top of it, which NHRA hasn't been in the fining business, but I guess they are now. Uh-oh, Miss Pam's passing me a note. Oh, Miss Pam, who has lost her voice, tells everybody happy Thanksgiving. And from both of us, from all of us, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. Thank you, Miss Pam's favorite holiday. Thank you, Miss Pam, for letting me not miss out on that opportunity. United Auto Workers are in a bit of a tizzy here this week. Well, they've been for quite a little while now. Gary Jones, the president, has resigned after the board said they were going to remove him, so he graciously resigned. GM is threatening a suit of Fiat because of collusion with the union against GM, so they say. And then the UAW, we all know, vice president, is under indictment, him and several other executives, for corruption and taking bribes. Now, I don't know if it's from fiat, but that's quite... Where's Jimmy Hoffa when they need him? He would have worked this out. But anyway, I think the United Auto Workers is in a little bit of a problem right now.
He's under the stadium, isn't he?
Jimmy's left the building. All right. Okay. Oh, the consumer reports of the most reliable automobiles are out again. I always try to tell you this each year, and the top cars, again, are foreign make. I can't say foreign-made cars necessarily, but foreign-make. Lexus leads the pack. This is for reliability. The least amount of new cars brought back to fix things on them. Lexus, Mazda, Toyota, Porsche, Genesis, Hyundai, Subaru, and wait for it, in eighth place, an American auto, Dodge. Can you believe it? Yeah. The only difference between it and those cars up above it is that it's great, big, and fast. And reliable, I guess, or has a few things you have to take back. I thought that was
our people don't drive them.
Yeah, or people just store them in their garage and drive them just on weekends, fast. Okay. Oh, this is good news, too. And we're running out of time, aren't we, Matt?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You're finally going to be able to get a diesel engine in your Jeep Wrangler in 2020. A 3.0 Eco Diesel, 440 foot-pounds of torque at 1,400 RPM. That's right where you need it for a Jeep. I'll talk about that a little more next week, because that's going to be a Suburb engine in a Jeep. All right, well, thank you all for listening.
All right, Jack. You got it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Stay tuned for today's homeowner coming up next.
Heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel car.
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.